After Trump supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol yesterday, resulting in 4 deaths and several injuries, Congress reconvened and cemented Joe Biden's victory in the presidential race. I took to the streets today to speak with residents across the Northeast about how the events unfolded. Raymond White, speaking to WAMC Thursday morning in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, says he couldn't believe that the Capitol had been breached.
It's just crazy to me. Like, it's still shocking, honestly. I'm still in, like, awe that it even happened at all. You know, it's just, it's really scary. It's really scary, the fact that that could even happen.
Bob Caprera, owner of Caprera's Auto Body Shop in Troy, New York, says he voted for Trump and still supports him. Caprera says although he finds the violence to be reprehensible, he understands the frustration that led to the insurrection. Despite all evidence to the contrary, he claims the election was stolen.
When 500,000 votes appear in the middle of the night and 497,000 of them are for Joe Biden, that doesn't fare well with me. Just, I'm a common sense guy. That's impossible. The guy ran a campaign from his basement.
Clinton Ballinger of Troy says he used to be a Trump supporter, but eventually became disillusioned.
At first, I thought he was actually doing a decent job. He made some bold claims, said this is what I'm going to do as president. And I thought, damn, he's actually trying to do them. As things wore on, and especially when Black Lives Matter happened, I lost all faith. And that's when I started to slide.
Ballinger says Trump should have put a stop to the violence at the Capitol.
He is an absolute terrible leader. There is no leadership bones in his body. He's just atrocious. And yes, he should have spoken up. He should have never, the rally that they had before this big protest should never happen with him and Giuliani up there, you know, talking about go march on that Capitol and you know, show power and all that. That was just criminal.
Caprera claims what America stands to lose the most is Trump's business savvy, saying unemployment will go from bad to worse and the American stock market will suffer when Biden takes office.
You're going to see more troops being deployed. You're going to see more shady deals, cronyism, bad stuff going on over there. And what's going to happen to China? China's flag is going to fly over our White House someday because China's going to own us. And it's happening. It's going to happen. And now that Joe Biden and what's her name are going to be in there. But Joe Biden's wife needs to keep him on a really, really, really short leash, because if some of these far left socialists get in this guy's ear and really start pushing him, this country's going to fall apart. You're not going to recognize it.
A.C. Wright of Ellenburg Depot in Clinton County says he's hoping Biden can take the political temperature down a few notches.
I'm hoping it be a peaceful transition, for one thing, and I hope Biden calms the whole country down, because that's what the whole country needs right now.
Author Dennis Mahoney spoke outside his home in Troy. He says the last year has made him semi-immune to shock, and yet he was glued to the TV watching people break into the Capitol. Mahoney says watching Congress reconvene restored some of his hope, but feels Trump should be impeached and removed from office immediately.
Facebook, unbelievably, finally had the nerve to ban him. God knows Twitter did, and Twitter's been kicking at him for a while. I think if he says anything more outrageous and incites anything further, it has to be a consideration. 14 days is a long time.
Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Jackie Orchard.